Somewhere in the middle of, I guess what would be called the Everglades of Jacksonville, Florida. The bowels of the swamp where the fog rolls in and shows no mercy. Eating cooked
fish.
This
guy is who?
Nah, I'm with cold. Hey guys, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up?
You guys are like stone chilling, getting ready to go to Europe. You got a new CD out, you got a single, and
I think we're all good.
Have you always been here in Jacksonville? What did you do?
Yeah, I was born in Jacksonville. I lived here till I was about 20 years old, and then I moved to Atlanta for a little while.
You moved to Atlanta, and you did what?
Well, we had a band called Grundig here, and then we moved to Atlanta to try to experience the rock and roll lifestyle, and that didn't really happen because Atlanta was too apt to more college music and something that we weren't a part of. And it really hurt us as musicians, you know, to have, you know, we'd stayed there for like 3 years and we still got no response after. We'd tried everything in the book, you know, all kinds of stuff, but nothing worked in Atlanta.
Really? So back to Jacksonville, you changed names.
Changed the music.
Pretty much kept the same band though, right?
Kept the same band, right. And we were doing I did some acoustic songs on a live tape at Fred Durst's house from Limp Bizkit, and Ross Robinson heard it and loved it. And we wanted to record us, so he canceled some projects and hooked us up with a record deal on Flip at first. Then it moved on to A&M later on.
And now you're ready to go. You're getting ready to go to Europe and do some touring and jam and everything.
Yeah, we're going in about, on the 11th of February, we leave to go to Europe, to London, to start a tour.
So. Are you just scared out of your minds?
Nah, I'm really stoked on it because it's, you know.
Can't wait.
It's what we always wanted to do, man, so we get a chance to do it.
So what'd you do when you were growing up as a kid? Yeah, paper routes, pottery class.
I skateboarded and surfed a lot, and that's about it. And, you know, I did the old rebellious teen thing, quit school, hung out, did a lot of drugs, did a lot of everything, except for
what now?
I'm supposed to be doing.
How about now?
Right now, I still do a lot of stuff that I'm not supposed to do, but I play music, so it doesn't matter.
So now you got an excuse, is what
right,
you're saying.
Right, right, right.
And you can support the lifestyle.
I don't know about support, but it's all right.
The first single is Go Away?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that? It's a great song. The guitars in the beginning are just amazing.
Go Away, it's about a musician that...
David Coverdale?
Well, no, it's about other musicians. Like, if you've been like a local band or in any kind of band, you always have other people coming up to you trying to tell you that, you know, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that. And you're like going, well, who the hell are you? Who the hell do you think you are, man? So we wrote a song just saying, go away, you know, get that.
Everybody thinking they know what's best for you.
Right. So they don't.
Of course not. They never do.
Nobody does.
See, first thing I noticed when I was listening to your CD is that you got a little bit of everything on there, it seems like.
Uh-huh.
What's the reason? What's the deal? You don't want to be pigeonholed. It's a compilation over a couple of years.
No, that's just a thing. Like I'm saying, like when we were in Grundig, we played one kind of music, and it was like it got boring and it got old, and so we started mixing up with acoustic songs and slower, heavy songs and all kinds of stuff, you know, just to make it more us than anybody else. And I don't think we really sound like anybody out there right now, because I don't think you can take our tape and say that we sound exactly like one band, because we could play one song on there for you and say, well, that's bull. Listen to this song.
Right.
You know, so that's it.
Well, describe a typical cold concert.
A typical cold concert?
Yeah, what do you guys do? Do you guys just come out and play? Do you...
We try to take it to another level to where a lot of people at first when they watch us play, they like sit there for a minute going, what the hell is going on? And it's nothing insane and it's nothing totally bizarre, but it is, you know, you got to sit there and dwell on it for a minute and go, what the hell is going on? Then once you get into it, it's cool. But we've toured with Limp Bizkit and bands, and it seems like all their crowd kind of digs us too. So,
well, that's a plus.
We got all kinds of vibes going on. We could.
Well, you guys seem to be hanging out a lot with Korn and Limp Bizkit. That name keeps coming up over, and you know, like you guys are friends or whatever.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Limp Bizkit, we definitely wouldn't be here. Korn, just you know, the LA management thing. We're managed by the same people they are, and Jonathan's in our video for Give, and Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit's in there too. So,
have you learned from them? Have you gone out to
their shows? I haven't learned anything from them, really. I mean, I haven't really been to any either. I've been to a lot of Limp Bizkit shows because we played with them on tour. But we're a different band, and we don't really take at heart. You know, we love those guys, and they're the baddest show on earth. It's like, you know, the circus.
We like to watch them, but when we play, we do our thing.
Yeah, we do a totally different thing, so.
Is most of the music written by you, then?
A lot of it is now on this record because it was different. We started after a lot of songs had already been written, and we called Jeremy and Kelly back, and we did the tape. But on the next record, it's going to be more of a all four of us working on one record thing. But this time, it was kind of, you know,
Are you an inside writer or an outside writer? Is it stuff from inside of you, or do you write what's going on around
you? Some of it's from the inside, some of it's from outside. Like, I'll take myself and put myself in other people's positions, like on Serial Killer and certain songs on the record. Like, I put myself in somebody's shoes and feel what they feel, and I get so into it, it makes me feel like I live that experience sometimes. And that's what I just sing about it, you know.
Are you concerned with sending out some type of message?
No, not at all.
Do you have a stand on it? What do you think of Clinton?
What do I think of Clinton?
Yeah.
I think he's all right. I think that people need to mind their own damn business and let the guy do what he does. I mean, if Hillary's not mad at him, I ain't mad at him.
Well, there you go.
That's all.
Do you have a musical influence? If you had a, do you list one?
I have The Cure and Depeche Mode.
The Cure and Depeche Mode.
Right. The guys in my band, well, also me, you know, we like Black Sabbath and Tool, you know. Radiohead is like one of our favorite bands ever. And
really?
Deftones, of course, you know. So everybody. And we got to say Korn.
So for a year from now, where do you want the band to be?
On the road.
On the road?
Yeah.
On the road.
Playing a lot of shows, man. Never stopping. I don't ever want to come. I mean, not that Jacksonville is not my home, but I don't want to come back here and sit around. I like being out.
So when you're sitting around, what are you watching? Do you watch pornos?
Sony PlayStation.
Yeah, we usually watch Sony PlayStation or Jerry Springer.
That's entertainment.
One of the two. If I don't see a fight, I want to be climbing up a mountain.
If you're going to be a guest on Jerry Springer's show,
I would never
would
be a
be?
Guest on a talk show, man. The only way I would be a guest on a talk show is if I lived in a trailer for over 10 years and I had the props to do that, because I don't see how those people get up on stage and talk about it's that personal in front of the world, and they act like they don't know that they're talking about it in front of the world until it comes down to it, and then they end up beating each other up. So it's all good.
It's entertainment. So how about this waitress, huh?
This waitress is a beautiful person, man.
She's all right.
She's doing good.
She's doing all right. She's putting up with a lot of grief, but she does not look even a little bit like a shogun.